The editorial boards of the Miami Herald, Palm Beach Post, and South Florida Sun Sentinel are working together to issue a warning. With help from WLRN Public Media, they want people to take the threat of sea level rise seriously. Freelance reporter Robin Farzad grew up in Miami, and he says it's a message that isn't reaching foreign investors.
A decade ago, amid the foreclosure crisis, Miami's skyline was marred by half-empty buildings and idled cranes. Billboards advertised lawyers who could get back condo deposits. An outright real estate depression was staved off by foreign investors. Armed with cash, some snapped up homes without visiting even once. Even as the buying frenzy has lately taken a breather, the place has never felt as prosperous and vertical. But there's a gurgling anxiety at sea level. Locals are increasingly finding even inland streets flooded during high tide. Here's CBS 4 Miami on a watery mess downtown.
Police are reminding you that what looks like a puddle may be much deeper. If you look in the center of your screen, there are a couple of cars there stuck in the water, almost halfway submerged.
Wow. Donna Shalala, a former Clinton administration official and president of the University of Miami, is running for U.S. Congress in Miami. She says that sea level rise tops constituent concerns.
What we do with existing buildings, what kind of retrofitting we do, what kind of pressure we're prepared to put on our national government is extremely important.
Already, Miami Beach is eyeing $500 million in infrastructure upgrades, installing 80 new pumps over a decade to redirect water back to the ocean. The flooding is so bad that an octopus was spotted in a South Beach parking garage. According to the journal Ocean and Coastal Management, Miami Beach saw tide-induced flooding soar 400% between 2006 and 2013.
Look, I own an apartment down on Miami Beach that's right on the water. I really could not get hurricane and flood insurance. I mean, there's just no question.
Zillow estimates that by the end of the century, nearly 500,000 Miami homes could be submerged. That's tops in the country. But while folks at ground level fret about wearing plastic bags around their feet, sea level rise hasn't seemed to faze foreign investors, whose luxury apartments tower high above the floodwaters. The Miami Herald's Nicholas Nahamas won a Pulitzer Prize for covering the rush of offshore money in the skyline.
Foreign investors think they're going to sell before climate change affects the price of their units. It's a case of the segment of the market most driving the market being divorced from reality.
Russian investors covet high-rises in a stretch of North Miami Beach, so much so that the place has been nicknamed Little Moscow. That's where you'll find the Porsche Design Tower, a swank high-rise that literally resembles a Porsche piston shooting up from the shoreline. Residents can drive their cars on wide elevators and right into their apartments, each of which has an adjacent garage. Broker Peter Zalewski advises many foreign buyers in the area.
Many of the people at least I deal with, and I'm not dealing with like the family of four and a dog, I'm dealing with like the investor, they're going to be in and out, and their horizon is typically 3, 5, 7 years. So by the time the big one comes or something like that, chances are they're going to be dead or they would have traded out of their position multiple times over. So it's kind of an issue if you're worried about 10, 20 years from now. It's not an issue right now if you're looking to sort of capitalize on current market trends. It's a trader mentality.
Back to the perennial threat of a cataclysmic storm. Last year, South Florida dodged a bullet when Category 5 Hurricane Irma weakened substantially on landfall. Even so, the diminished storm transformed high-rise corridors into rivers and threw yachts up within a few yards of lobbies. High tide or low tide, hurricane season officially starts on June 1st. For NPR News, I'm Robin Farzad.